Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. President Trump is threatening to take military action against Nigeria, saying Christians in that African nation are being targeted by Islamic militants. Experts say the situation is far more nuanced. Let's get more now from CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Megan, always a pleasure.
Let's talk about the religious makeup of Nigeria, because it's fairly complex, and there are some extremist groups that have targeted both Christians and Muslims, correct?
That is absolutely correct. Nigeria is one of the largest countries by population in Africa, about 220 million people in Nigeria, about evenly split between Christian and Muslim. The majority of the attacks against the population by terrorist groups have occurred in the northeastern portion of the country, largely by a group called Boko Haram. But most reports seem to suggest that the vast majority of these attacks, frankly, are against the Muslim community as opposed to Christians.
What are the nature of the attacks? What are the reports that apparently got to President Trump that led him to say that he's interested in taking action against Nigeria?
Well, there have been claims circulating among some pretty right-wing conservative religious groups, and a particular West Virginia congressman by the name of Riley Moore has been putting out posts that hundreds of thousands of Christians have been killed in Nigeria since 2009, which really aren't supported by facts, according to Reuters and other sources. Senator Ted Cruz from the great state of Texas has also come out and called for action to, you know, dampen down these attacks on the Christian community. But it's fairly diverse, based on, again, groups like Boko Haram, who not only, like I said before, attack Christians, but also attack Muslims they don't believe are practicing the Islamic faith in a conservative enough fashion. Also groups over areas that of herding of cattle and other animals. Groups who are in conflict over water rights. And there are numerous other situations that cause for conflict to occur, which have resulted in these particular attacks.
Now, the president says he's instructed the Department of War to prepare for possible action. What grounds would the United States have to take military action in Nigeria?
Well, of course, the president, as he's done in Venezuela and Colombia, could exercise, if you will, the opportunity he has under the War Powers Resolution to conduct military action for up to about 60 days without congressional authority. He's, by the way, exceeded that with the attacks in the Caribbean and the Pacific off of Colombia and Venezuela, respectively. He can certainly do that. For a sustained military operation, it would seem to me he would have to go back to the Congress for some kind of authorization, as presidents have done in the past. But the president did suggest, by the way, that the attacks he's talking about, I think the words he used were, I'm quoting now, fast, vicious, and sweet, which I thought was an interesting way of describing how these attacks might be conducted.
What kind of ripples would that cause geopolitically if the U.S. were to go into Nigeria?
Well, I think, again, a lot of countries in the so-called Global South see this as, you know, more or less the United States throwing its weight around. And frankly, in places like Russia, China, and elsewhere, they'll be describing this to their population and others as, hey, this is the United States, again, pushing hegemony on the world, colonialism, they'll probably use that phrase. And the Russians will be quick to point out, you know, why is this any different than what we're doing? In Ukraine, we're really defending our country from Nazis. The United States is not directly threatened by Nigeria, for sure, and some would argue not in a political sense by narco-terrorists, which are criminals. but the United States is still using military force. So it will be used by those countries to discredit the United States, I think, globally, number one, and is viewed by a lot of smaller countries around the world as an effort by the United States to, you know, sort of assert its authority and throw its weight around.
That's CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.